Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In studio with you tonight, we've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Aria.
Coming up, we're going to get into the latest news from the supply chain nightmare. And if you thought it was bad already, well, it's about to get worse. And we'll explain why that is in just a moment. But also, I want to share with you a new quote, fresh quote here from our friend Nobody. This one is something that he said, and we're going to share it with you. And the reason we have to share it with you like this is because he's not allowed to be on the air with us, and he's not allowed to speak publicly, so we have to go back to the archives and, you know, look at things he's said previously, and then we can share them with you here. Because he's under some stupid bail conditions under the Crypto 6 situation, which if you don't know about it, you can go to thecrypto6.com and you can read more about or learn more. There's videos and stuff there that you can watch about how we got our studio and homes raided not quite a year ago, but coming up on 12 months soon.
Yeah.
So we'll be memorializing that in the middle of March. But for now, our friend Nobody is not
allowed
to be on.
That's a Wednesday. You want to be on that night?
Sure. For now, our friend Nobody's not allowed to be on the air with us. So here's a quote that Bonnie found that he said, quote, "The problem with the Constitution is that it has been soaked in centuries and oceans of blood." And that is certainly one problem with the Constitution. I mean, it's got a lot of other problems, and that's why, as Lysander Spooner put it, the Constitution has either authorized the tyranny that we face or has been powerless to prevent it.
In either event, it's useless.
Yeah, and should be, you know, thrown away, and we should give up on this whole idea of a United States, and that's why I think all of us on this show are in favor of declaring independence.
Yep, I just wrote an article about Brody Deshaies, the representative who went up and gave all of his opinions about why it's illegal, technically, in his opinion, to for New Hampshire to secede at the hearing last Thursday for CACR 32.
Yeah, and you just tore him apart.
Thank you. I was torn between writing it in the under the perspective of, well, we don't need to listen to this stupid Constitution anyway because that is what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just so easy to, I mean, it was just as easy to show that he was misinterpreting the Constitution anyway. So the people that claim to be, you know, using the Constitution to have authority over you, they don't even usually interpret it correctly or read it at all. You know,
yeah.
I mean, from my point of view, I don't care what the Constitution says. I don't care what the law says on the matter of secession and independence.
Yep.
Just like the people who founded this country didn't care what the law said about their right to rebel against the British Empire.
It was illegal to declare independence from the British Empire, and that's a great point. However, I have to agree with you on this, Bonnie. You know, coming at it from a pure anarchist perspective isn't going to bring people on board necessarily. There's a lot of people out there that still love the Constitution, whether it be the U.S. or the New Hampshire Constitution. And the fact is, Constitution does not prohibit secession.
Plus, the New Hampshire Constitution predates the U.S. Constitution, so ours has precedence.
Yep, and it grants the right to revolution against government anytime the government becomes perverse.
Yep, and you talk about that in an article which you published, what, freekeen.com?
I'm about to publish it on freekeen.com, but it should be on the Liberty Block.
At libertyblock.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. All right, so check that out. We go to your phone calls and thoughts, and then more about the supply chain woes in moments. We first have Sarah on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yes, I just want to say that, you know, the casinos that have smoking still indoors, if they became smoke-free, they would get a lot more business.
I don't know about that.
I'm surprised you're in favor of casinos.
I just don't agree with that statement. I like smoking
casinos. You do. You don't
sound
like that. You're too smart. You're too smart to be a smoker.
Oh, thank you. Well, no, when I lived in Utah, I was a smoker, and I loved to go and buy their extremely overpriced Capri cigarettes because they were tiny and skinny and just fun. And smoking indoors was the only... You could only smoke indoors in a casino, so it was fun to drink and smoke a tiny, skinny cigarette.
Sarah, do you go to casinos?
Well, I mean, around here, I mean, that's... casinos have, like, buffets. They have restaurants.
Yeah,
they have
true.
Spas. I mean, it's a resort. And then they build...
Okay, I know what a casino is, Sarah.
You didn't
answer. Go to them?
Oh, yeah, they have them in Mississippi, right?
Yeah. I was a slot ticket
one
in Mississippi.
I go to them for other reasons other than gambling.
Do you go to casinos?
Yes, I do. I have gone to them.
Okay.
For other purposes.
I was just wondering if you set foot in the building.
Right, but...
You know they don't have casinos in communism, right?
The casino
is a result of, you know, unbridled capitalism, right? Like, the fact that you have to have a bunch of money to open one in the first place is one thing. And secondly, communist countries weren't known for their great casinos.
That's all I'm saying. This says... At the moment, Cuba has no legal gambling, but other communist nations have had casinos and lotteries for decades. Lotteries aren't the same thing, but...
Well, they kind of are, and I mean, how does that work if you can win a bunch of money from the government, but everyone has the same amount of money?
Well, that's because that's not true communism. Wherever a communist country is that has a casino, it's not real communism.
Well, this says casinos in particular were seen as a way of extracting hard currency from tourists and from the underground economy.
I'm just concerned about, like, a business place. My focus is not the economic part of it. But the thing is, every time they threw out the smokers out of restaurants and bars, what happened? Their business, more people came in, and they did more business. That's what they have always have proven to be.
Yeah, and they should have stopped there with people choosing to ban smokers from their restaurants. Instead, people like you lobbied the government gang to make it illegal to allow smokers into restaurants, and then the market doesn't get to decide, and so we don't get to actually see how much business would get if they allowed smoking versus not.
Sarah, let me correct a few points you seem to not understand. There are a bunch of casinos that you cannot smoke in. I think there are some in Connecticut that you got, like the ones in Atlantic City. I don't think you can smoke in those.
So there are certainly a lot of casinos that you
cannot smoke in, and there's a lot that you can smoke in. However, you say they could bring in more money. MGM, which owns a large number of casinos around the world, is one of the largest entertainment companies on the planet. I think they're doing just fine, and if you're a communist, why do you want MGM to make more money in the first place? Off the backs of poor old women who are gambling away their Social Security checks. This is the market that some of these casinos actively target. Like, a number of years ago, Sam's Town Casino made the choice to actively target retirees.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. And people who have money. People like you, Sarah, who are living in trailer parks and stuff and living off Social Security and welfare, they're like, those are the people we need to get right there.
Well, you know what? Richard, he's the owner of this trailer park, and he came here to New Mexico because he was a gambler.
Hold on, did you say he's the owner of the trailer park?
No, not the trailer park. He lives in the trailer.
He owns a trailer.
Ask him if Sam's Town was the gambling hall of choice from him, because I'm willing to bet, not in a gambling sense, that it was.
Well, here's the thing. I do not gamble, but I like the resort part of it. That's what I'm, but I cannot go. What I'm saying, these people that want people to come in, they have all these, we're going to have Cool in the Gang, and we're going
to
have...
You're not going to be allowed to go to the casino under communism.
Sarah, casino smokers have one place where they can go eat a meal and then smoke a cigarette, and that's at these casinos. You have a huge range of options of non-smoking restaurants you can go to. Suck it up and choose one of those.
There are also so many spas other than in casinos.
Right. Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. I appreciate hearing from you.
This is more of her nonsense of wanting to shut off smokers. I'm a former smoker. I don't even smoke anymore. But she just wants to shut off smokers from all of society. Oh, they can't have a single place where they can go and smoke.
Even they're smoking outdoors areas around the hospital that she doesn't like.
The number- number is 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. So the new control that's going to be going into the trucking industry, we're going to tell you about it coming up here. Apparently it went into effect over the weekend. So get ready for the supply chain issues to get even worse. We'll explain what it is coming up in moments. This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie. Johnny.
And Aria. We had started earlier, much earlier in the show, talking about some of the supply chain difficulties. We probably barely scratched the surface of your story.
Yeah,
Aria.
We didn't get like a fourth of the way through the article, but it just goes on with like more examples. So it wasn't worth continuing.
Of just different businesses and some of the things that they are having a tough time sourcing, right?
The only interesting part that was coming up was about Piggly Wiggly, which is a store that
grocery store.
Yeah, and I tend to forget it exists because it kind of only exists in the South. Apparently.
Not where I was.
Really?
It didn't get that far down there.
Oh, I see. It wasn't there. Yeah, it's all over Alabama.
Okay.
Mississippi as well.
Yeah, I've never even seen a Piggly Wiggly.
There's nothing special about it. I mean, it's
not at all.
It's like the Hennefords of the South or whatever,
Did you have Winn-Dixie?
No.
In Mississippi? Okay.
There was a Jitney Jungle at one point, but they went out of business.
There's Winn-Dixie in Alabama and Tennessee.
Okay.
I've been to those.
Yeah, Winn-Dixie is like a southern chain of grocery stores, but they must not go as far west as Mississippi, so it must be more of like a southeast
Publix is expanding now, too. Publix is in Alabama.
Right. So what about Piggly Wiggly?
I was reminded that they existed.
So, you know, if you thought things were bad now, wait till you hear this. According to various different sources, but I found one over at ZeroHedge.com, the U.S. government gang will be closing its borders to unvaccinated and partially vaccinated Canadian and Mexican truck drivers starting on Saturday, and that was this past Saturday. So it has begun. According to the Department of Homeland Security, in their statement that they issued, quote, these updated travel requirements reflect the Biden-Harris administration's commitment to protecting the public health while safely facilitating the cross-border trade and travel that is critical to our economy.
No, it's not safeguarding any international travel. It's putting roadblocks in front of international trade. This is an issue.
Yeah. This is, by the way, for those that don't know what the life of a professional driver is, it's usually a lonely one, unless they work in a team.
But in which case, if one of them gets sick, they're both going to get sick anyway.
Yeah, because they're in the same cab of a truck together for days at a time. But usually it's a single driver who is all by himself or herself in their cab. And every now and then they get out to, you know, put gas in there and go eat at a truck stop or something like that till they get to their location.
You can't get COVID at a truck stop. I'm willing to bet no one has ever gotten COVID-19 at a truck stop.
Why do you say that?
Because it's just how truck stops are. You know, you probably got HIV at a truck stop, but COVID-19, it kills it on sight.
I mean, are they trying to protect the lot lizards here? With this new regulation?
How are you calling that?
You know what a lot lizard is?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, that's just the term for it. For those that don't know, it's a prostitute who sells her services to truck drivers, professional drivers. So these are fairly lonely jobs. They're not interacting with a ton of people. I mean, when they get to the store or whatever, they probably have to get some paperwork signed. Maybe they'll help move some product. I know some truckers have to do that. Others probably don't, depending on, you know, unions and whatever. But they're very unlikely to be interacting with people most of the time, and yet they're acting like they're protecting people. No, what they're doing is they're going to restrict the number of truckers that can come into the United States. So over the last 2 years, it's been possible for unvaccinated truck drivers to come across the border. As of this past weekend, it is no longer allowed.
I thought that Biden was promising or making it his mission or however he said it to make sure that the supply crisis wasn't an issue anymore. Like when
well,
he
this
said,
is going to make it worse.
I'm going to make it to where they work 24 hours. Whenever.
That was at the port.
Yeah, that
and of course
port,
that didn't help because now instead of, you know, five people working a shift, you have three people working one shift and then the next 16 hours are split by, you know, one person each shift just standing around doing nothing.
And remember, we read the story about the supply chain issues in the port, the ports specifically, the ships off the coast. And they pointed out that even if they could move all of the waiting cargo units,
there were no truckers to take the things.
There weren't enough. There was like one trucker for every 15 loads that they had.
This is going to make that problem worse.
Yeah. There's literally hardly anyone out there driving by comparison to what there should be. And now, remember, truck drivers, professional drivers, by their sort of nature, And this is true in the United States, and I'm sure it's true everywhere else. In fact, we'll get to a story about the Canadian truckers here in a moment and what they're doing. But truckers, by their nature, are freedom-loving people. They're more likely to be liberty-minded than most, you know, like, orient jobs out there, most industries, most people, because they're dealing constantly with the state. They're dealing constantly with the police and being regulated and stupid government, Department of Transportation mandates being shoved down their throats, logbooks and drug tests and constant, you know, checks on their vehicle. It sucks to be a professional driver. They hate the government, a lot of them do.
And you had mentioned earlier Huffy bicycles. I don't know if people remember, but NAFTA is a thing. So you may not be concerned about, well, how much of our stuff actually comes from Canada or Mexico. Anyway,
have you looked at the produce department?
Quite a bit of it comes from Mexico. Huffy bicycles, they used to be an American company, but once NAFTA hit, they closed all of their plants and moved them to Mexico because it was cheaper to ship them up here.
A lot of our produce comes from Mexico.
A ton of produce comes from south of the border. If it doesn't come from Mexico, it comes from south, further south.
Oh, yeah, that's true. The only good avocados we get in Markapaskin, New Hampshire, are from Mexico. Yeah, we don't get the California Haas or whatever avocados here.
So they say empty grocery store shelves is about to get worse. Yeah, well, they're probably right, but not for the reason they think.
The restrictions, which apply to all foreign essential workers. So we're just talking about the truck drivers. Anyone else whose job it is, includes crossing the United States border, they're not going to let you in unless you've got a vaccine. And only some of these drivers are going to be willing to jump through those hoops. A lot of these guys are just going to say, you know what, I'll just drive in Mexico now.
How available is the vaccine in Mexico? And what is Mexico doing? Is Mexico okay? We haven't heard anything from them in like 2 years.
They've been okay the whole time.
I mean, our roommate Matt went down there and partied a few months ago, so he said it was fine.
So they're doing okay. That's good.
My ex, his dad owns a water park, and they never made people wear masks.
Yeah, you never hear anything about the masses, the hospitals in Mexico getting overwhelmed or anything like that?
Well, when I did talk to somebody from down there, they did say that the cities, of course, are the worst places as far as there are some mandates and... You're going to see more mask compliance in the cities. We had the camera crew that was up here for a little while from Mexico, so they were kind of talking about it.
Oh, that's true. They were from Mexico.
It sounded kind of similar to here when Matt, our co-host from on Thursday nights, went down there for a vacation. He said that, you know, it was, again, very similar, where the people in the city, the tourists, were likely to wear masks. And of course, the market wants to correspond to that, right? So you might see some masks in some businesses, but probably they're not going to force you to do it.
Okay. And that's a market thing anyway. Yeah. Like if I was running a company when there were a bunch of tourists in masks, okay, not going to hassle them about wearing masks. So that makes sense.
The border COVID vaccine mandates are coming into force despite pushback from the truck industry. The impact will be felt most acutely in the U.S.-Canada freight market, where around 160,000 truckers regularly cross the border, 75% of whom are Canadian. Already capacity has tightened significantly with huge price increases in the spot market. We can talk a little bit more. They've got an estimate of how many drivers are just going to quit because of this. Coming up here in moments, you can share your thoughts. 603-283-6160.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever... You're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is still weighing options for a possible U.S. troop deployment to the Baltics and Eastern Europe. The move would be a response to Russia putting troops and military equipment on its border with Ukraine. The president taking part in a video call with European leaders on Monday. The United States has already ordered the departure of family members and non-essential staffers from the American embassy in Ukraine. Wall Street is on track for its worst monthly decline since 2020. All three major stock indexes down more than 2% at times Monday, with the NASDAQ falling deeper into correction territory and the Dow falling by more than 900 points. The NFL Conference Championship game set with the Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Cincinnati Bengals and the Los Angeles Rams hosting the San Francisco 49ers. USA Radio News. As tax season officially begins on Monday, the IRS is telling folks that patience will be key this tax season.
An IRS work shortage, an enormous workload from pandemic-related programs, and stalled legislation will cause taxpayers pain this tax season. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
As the Treasury Department and the IRS have said, the IRS right now has an unacceptable backlog, and that customer service that people are receiving is not what the American public deserves, and the president is very mindful of that.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Texas Ethics Committee says Texas House Democrats spent more than $1 million to flee the state last summer. Nearly 60 Democrats headed for Washington, D.C. in order to break quorum and prevent a vote on an election integrity bill. When enough Democrats returned to Austin, the legislature passed the election integrity bill after all. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Sorry to the truck drivers who wanted to keep doing business by crossing the border and bringing products over into the United States and, you know, have a job, because unless you want to get that government-approved Pfizer jab or the Moderna jab or whatever chemical concoction they want to shove in your arm at the moment, you're not going to be allowed to cross the border as of this past weekend. Those new rules went into effect.
Yeah, I was about to ask, but I didn't in the last segment. What if somebody got the Indian jab that is a regular vaccine? What was it called again? You remember. No, not Comirnaty.
No.
How about AstraZeneca? Right, because that's even easier. We remember what that one is.
Well, she's asking about one specifically that one of our doctors told us about, that in India they've come out with a vaccine that is actually not an mRNA vaccine. It's actually the old school style, like the dead strain or whatever that they used to
weakened
do vaccines
strain,
with.
Yeah.
So it's like having COVID-19, except you don't have to get sick. For,
I guess,
a few hours.
He still said he wouldn't get it if he didn't have to or whatever, but he said if you have to get a vaccine for some sort of business reason, like you have to travel or whatever, he said he would get that one
but
instead
the
of the other
States
ones.
But the United States isn't allowing people to get it. But you can get it in Mexico. So what if somebody elected to get that one instead of an mRNA vaccine? Would they still not be allowed over the border?
Yeah, that's a good question, because presumably they would have to accept paperwork from Mexico. So if Mexico is certifying people who get that vaccine, then that in theory would work.
Hmm.
But that said, according to the story here at ZeroHedge.com...
What if it is fully vaccinated these days?
Depends on whatever the government you're talking about. So,
well, what about the U.S. government? Because they've been suggesting
two
boosters
shots.
For quite a while. So.
Yeah, they're suggesting boosters, but as of so far, they have not yet mandated the booster. So that could change any moment, but as of yet, it has not.
Okay.
So according to Zero Hedge's story here... Quote, the supply chain is already fragile, so it puts all of us in a precarious situation. This according to the CEO of a Canadian trucking and logistics firm. The Canadian Trucking Alliance and American Trucking Alliance have projected that 10 to 15% of drivers may leave cross-border trucking entirely as a result of the mandates and thereby exacerbate existing supply chain issues. On Monday, several dozen Canadian truckers protested near the U.S. border in Emerson, Manitoba, and according to another story, there's literally hundreds of truck drivers there in Canada that are doing a protest, and we can tell you more about that. But you're talking about losing 10 to 15% according to the industry estimates of drivers over, you know, over the border, and that's probably a minimum.
That's probably a low estimate.
Yeah.
Most of the industries that we saw in the United States lost about 20% of their workforce from what I've been able to gather.
Wow. Now, these guys aren't going to necessarily stop trucking. It's just they're not going to be cross-border truckers. So they'll probably look for regional trucking jobs or, you know, intranational trucking jobs going coast to coast in Canada, but not crossing over into the U.S.
I hear Mexico. Smuggling things into the U.S. from Mexico has a lot of money in it. Maybe
really?
They'll look into that.
You mean like cannabis?
Yeah. I mean, they need a job now, right? Because the government's putting them out of work. So, okay. Here's the black market to solve your problem for you.
Wait, from the U.S. to Mexico?
No, from Mexico to the U.S.
Hmm.
Or Canada from...
Oh, yeah.
I used to know a girl that would bring some high-quality cannabis in across the border. She would hike it across the border from Canada to the U.S. I guess you don't have to do that so much because they're growing so much in the United States now. But this was 20, 30 years ago or whatever it was.
Well, I had a story last year that was saying that more weed is being brought from the United States into Mexico than vice versa anymore.
That's a change.
But it could have been messed up, or that might not be true anymore due to COVID. I don't know.
I bet that is true because there's so much good weed in the United States now.
Yeah, like the California-Mexico border is probably all... to Mexico.
It used to be that the, you know, dirt weed or whatever was coming over from Mexico in bricks into the United States, but the weed is so good and so cheap now due to the legalization here in the U.S., and we've got more of a legal status here than they do in Mexico, so it's likely a lot of it is being imported. In other related news, there's a convoy of truckers, according to Reuters, which I'm surprised the mainstream media is even reporting on this. I've seen various different posts about this on social media over the last few days. They've begun a march from Vancouver on Sunday to the Canadian capital city of Ottawa, protesting the government's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for
truckers.
They're
doing a march? What kind of distance is that? Cause
in trucks. They're okay. Not on foot.
Because it's cold here in New Hampshire. I can imagine how much colder it is in Canada.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, all the pictures I saw, there was
very
snow everywhere, yeah.
Apparently the government now has a vaccine mandate for all truckers in Canada. So... the industry
it's almost like the supply chain crisis just wasn't bad enough for the American public, and so governments are like, especially the American government, how can we actually fulfill our prophecy of doom and gloom because COVID-19 doesn't seem to have done it?
Yeah.
So we need to step up, and
they're doing it artificially.
Down. Yes, they're doing everything they can to fulfill the promises that they said COVID-19 was going to do.
Now it's a war is going to do it.
That's the other thing. You know, some people are saying that now that COVID's quote-unquote winding down, you've got some countries are actually lessening restrictions, like the UK, where they are saying they're going to stop having vaccine mandates and they're going to stop having mask mandates, apparently.
Well, none of it has helped.
Well, right, but now they're saying, okay, we'll bring on World War III now, and now you've got the Russia-Ukraine situation.
And the China-Taiwan thing.
Is something going on there?
China's just always poking at Taiwan.
Yeah, so I mean, there's always a standoff, but, I mean, have they, like, crossed the border and
Well, they're
invaded?
Constantly... Well, they have not invaded, but they're flying, you know, jets into their airspace again or something. Something like 39 warships the other day.
Ukraine, hundreds of military trains with Russian troops are being deployed to Belarus, which is the next door sort of northwestern border sharer with Ukraine. So things are definitely ramping up there. The U.S. government gang planning, possibly, Biden is, quote, mulling a troop, sending some troops over there.
People should just refuse to go.
It's silly.
That would be true heroism.
This isn't going to happen prior to the Winter Olympics in Beijing. Russia wouldn't cost China that amount of money by starting a gigantic war with the West right before the Winter Olympics.
Wow, I didn't know there was going to be an Olympics in China.
So back to the story here.
A lot of human rights groups are protesting it, and the Biden administration is officially protesting it, but they're not preventing Olympians from going.
They're
going
to send the Olympians. Okay.
Yeah.
And what is... it mean for them to be officially
nothing.
Protesting?
Yeah, it's just like, we don't like this.
We made a statement.
Yeah. Even though they never made a... or he wouldn't make a statement about the Uyghurs, I don't know if he ever did.
Trump did, though. There's a one good thing he ever did. I mean, it could have been better. He could have... I don't know.
He let a few people out of prison.
True.
Just not everyone he should have let out. He should have let out Ross Ulbricht. He should have pardoned Assange and Snowden.
But there are good people on both sides, Ian.
That's what he said. So back to the story here. The industry is saying it's going to create driver shortages and fuel inflation. Truckers under the banner Freedom Convoy 2022 had raised 2.7 million Canadian by Sunday through a GoFundMe campaign to fight the mandate. I'm surprised GoFundMe didn't take them down. The funds would be raised to would be used to help with costs of fuel, food,
and GoFundMe doesn't care about the Canadian government. They don't have the pressure that the U.S. government has.
The convoy is expected to reach Ottawa on January 29th, so this is going to be going all week long. The industry is vital to the smooth flow of goods, since more than two-thirds of the Canadian $650 billion in goods traded annually between Canada and the United States travels on roads. But as many as 32,000, or 20%, of the 160,000 Canadian and American cross-border truck drivers may be taken off the roads due to the mandate, according to the Canadian Trucking Alliance estimates. So combine all this together. You've got the United States government saying, if you're not vaccinated, you can't come over the border. The Canadian government saying, we're not even going to let you be a trucker, even within Canada, if you're not vaccinated. So times are already going to get tough for the Canadians. Things are going to get worse in the U.S. because the Mexican truck drivers, a lot of them are going to say, no way. And they're not going to get that vaccine mandate. So, and we don't see people lining up to take these jobs, because if people were becoming truckers, then the people at the ports would actually be able to offload their inventory. And they can't. So things are not going to get better. Not in the immediate future. Not with these government mandates.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
We got time for you. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria. So I'm still trying to figure out exactly what the Canadian mandate is. According to TheHill.com, earlier this month, Canada said it would permit unvaccinated Canadian truck drivers to enter from the U.S., a reversal from a previous mandate for all truckers. Under that policy, American truck drivers will still require to be vaccinated. At the time, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was reportedly facing pressure from the opposition party and the trucking lobby to forego the requirement. However, the mandate that the marchers are protesting went into effect on January 15th and requires unvaccinated Canadian truck drivers to get tested for COVID-19 and to quarantine upon re-entering Canada from the United States. So, apparently I misunderstood when they said it was a vaccine mandate on the Canadian truckers. I presumed that that meant that all Canadian truckers must have a vaccine in order to simply be a truck driver in Canada, and it sounds like it's cross-border mandate, meaning that they were going to say, okay, you have to have the vaccine to come back into Canada.
Which is strange to me. It's like you're just going to leave your citizens stranded in the United States saying, get this job or you can't come home.
Right, so now they're saying instead of the vaccine, you can come back if you get tested and quarantine, which, of course, no trucker is going to want to do because they need to be on the road.
Yeah, they make you stay in one of their hotels for 2 weeks.
Yeah, and they don't make money in that 2 weeks, and they need to be getting to their destination, right? Like, they've got a load of product in their truck, presumably, right? And
they
need to get back.
Most people can't just not work for 2 weeks.
Right.
Why is it the negative COVID-19 test good enough?
Yeah, good point. It's just all about obedience. It's about punishing these people.
Maybe that's them admitting that the tests don't even work.
I mean, if the test did work, you would think, okay, this person doesn't have COVID.
All set.
Move
Come
along.
On in.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's about punishing them for not having the vaccine.
Absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And I know they say, well, it could have a 14-day incubation period. Okay, well, hold on. Time out. Because that was what they said in February of 2020, almost 2 years ago, when they said it can live on surfaces for weeks, and they said all sorts of other stuff, all of which has been walked back.
Mm-hmm.
You mean to tell me that this one claim that they made almost 24 months ago happened to be correct? I don't buy it. And it doesn't appear to be correct based on the U.S. Department saying, oh, yeah, by the way, if you test positive, you can come back to work 5 days later. It's fine. Well, not if it's got a 14-day incubation period. It's not, because they continue to be able to spread COVID-19 even after they feel better, if it's really got that sort of lifespan to it.
So the mainstream media, as I said, I was surprised they're even reporting on the Canadian situation. We had the story from Reuters here, and what did they say as far as numbers? It says just a convoy of truckers. It doesn't say how many. Now, on Twitter right now, Michael P. Sanger, 8 hours ago, posted a 52-second-long video showing this protest and claiming that there are over 50,000 Canadian truckers who are involved in this caravan. Now, that would be, if that were true, that would be a huge chunk of the entirety of the Canadian trucking business. But they do show a very lengthy, you know, string of vehicles that are purportedly involved in this protest. So I think it's fair to say there are probably several hundred, if not thousands, of trucks that are involved. Also, private vehicles, I believe, are involved, but full-on big rigs, 18-wheelers, a lot of them. Just in a long row here in this video. Now, according to another Twitter site, they posted a graphic. Lockdown Ottawa. Truckers Canada-wide are converging in Ottawa. We will all stay there until all mandates and restrictions are lifted. Thousands of trucks and vehicles will be surrounding Parliament and blocking off access to Ottawa, demanding an end to lockdowns and all COVID-19 mandates and restrictions.
I don't blame them. I mean, it's not like they can go to work anyway, right? So why not use your downtime to make a protest?
In your giant truck to block the Capitol.
The time has come. This ends now, the graphic says. So that's what's being put out there. And that's what is apparently happening again. The plan is to start in Vancouver on the west coast of Canada and drive all the way over to Ottawa, which is, I think, not quite. It's not Quebec, right? Like, that's,
I have no idea.
It's the one that's next to Quebec. So Quebec is the one that's north of us here on the east coast.
Yep.
That's that province.
That's all I know.
I think the one next to it.
Well, Vancouver is above Washington, right?
Yes, correct. So Washington, so Vancouver is on the coast, just north of Washington State, and so they're going to start there, and then so more truckers will join, right? So like as they're coming across Canada, driving to the east, truckers in the middle provinces will join. Some probably will come down from the northern territories, and they will all converge on the capital in Ottawa. And if this actually plays out, because remember there was news a few months ago where this was happening in Australia. Do you remember that story?
I do, and it didn't go very far.
Nothing. I mean, basically nothing came out of it.
Yeah.
But they didn't have hundreds or thousands of trucks participating in that.
Not like they supposedly do here.
And this is focused. You know, they're going to one place. They're not like, we're going to blockade all the ports or whatever.
Right.
Like, we're going one place, and that's the Parliament building.
I wish that a bunch of truckers would block off Washington, D.C. so they couldn't do business there. That'd be a much better... Actually, this Canadian idea is a much better insurrection than January 6th supposedly was.
That's a great point. Yeah, if only there weren't innocent people in Washington, D.C., then the truckers could just block the entire place off and starve them out.
It would be better than what they're doing now. I mean, we could smuggle the innocent people out of there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you a violent psychopath? No? Okay, then you're free to go. Are you in government?
Yes.
Okay, then you're a violent psychopath. You're staying.
Yeah, and if there are enough of these truck drivers, then there's really nothing that the government gang is going to be able to do about this.
No, because truck drivers, our commerce 100% relies on them. They're the ones who bring the crap to you from these shipping ports. Without them, the entire economy crumbles. If they come together to exert pressure on governments, they will get what they want. because people will start starving.
This really just makes me believe even more than I already do that government officials are not real humans. They're lizard people or something because they supposedly need farmland and truckers and everything to bring them their food, too. But they're ruining all this stuff for everyone, like the whole world.
Well, the elites aren't going to have a problem getting food, Bonnie. I mean, they've got...
They're aliens.
Look at Kim Jong-un, for instance. Like, he's fat and happy there in North Korea while the people are scraping for sustenance in a lot of cases. The party elites get fed every time every governmental system... Doesn't matter.
Their soldiers also get fed. Not as much, but they do get fed, and that's how they keep their loyalty.
Yes, that's right. But this is going to be one to watch for sure. I mean, so the photos are great. There's a photo here of a trucker, like a line of a convoy of trucks. Rebelnews.com reporting on it here, showing a big truck, the cab portion of it. On the front, there's a huge like chunk of metal where Mandate Freedom has been burned into it, and that's on the front of the truck. So really cool imagery, lots of support behind this. It's going to be interesting to see how this, you know, this develops. If they're just driving, there's nothing that can be done, right? Like if all they're doing is driving, they can't really be arrested for any serious reasons on the way to Ottawa. It's just when they get there and they actually start blocking the roads, then you might see some sort of a military crackdown, because that's what they're going to have to do. I mean, they're not going to have enough cops, right? Like, if there are thousands of truckers, as they are saying that there is, I don't believe the 50,000 number, but I could believe 500 to 5,000, somewhere in that range. And if there are hundreds of trucks, it's going to be hard to deal with that. They can clog up those streets pretty easily, and moving them out of the way isn't going to be like, you know, grabbing somebody's car. You got to get the special wrecker in there to move an actual, like, semi-truck, right? You don't just pull in the average tow truck. You've got to get the big-ass tow truck
in
there. They don't have that many of those.
The average trucker in general that it is, you know, out there trucking in Canada in the cold probably is going to be a scary person to pull over and try to take advantage of.
Well, plus the people who are driving the wreckers might be with...
Sympathetic, yeah.
Yeah, they might be with the truckers, because those are truckers too, right? Like, those are professional drivers. Their job is to rescue truckers when their trucks break down, and they have to drive, you know, get the truck off the road.
Yeah, they need truckers to survive as well.
Right. So this is an interesting approach. It's probably one of the most interesting protests that I've seen happen so far, because it could actually have an effect.
It'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, we'll see. If you hear of any developments on this, feel free to call in throughout the week. And again, they're planning on converging on the Capitol on the 29th. We'll see you tomorrow. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.